Right. Hello, welcome everyone. Thank you for attending. So I'm Fernando, I'm a software engineer at Red Hat, and today I'm going to talk about how do we perform link aggregation, balance SLB or source load balancing in kernel space with Network Manager. So just a quick introduction. So you're probably familiar, but it's always good to remember what is link aggregation. So in essence, it's a technique used in networking to bundle multiple interfaces into a single device that acts as a single link. So usually you have ports that are physical links, or there might be VLANs if you have a virtual network. But in this case, for example, you have two NICs and you have a bond, and you could use that bond as an endpoint for your application. And this can be used to have a fault tolerance environment, doing load balancing, and some other operations. And usually these NICs are connected to a switch, or they are connected to a different ISPs, or things like that. So this is usually called bonding in Linux, because it's the driver implementation that we have. And there is also team, but it's mainly bonding. And you have multiple nodes and options, which is what is going to define how it's going to operate and what kind of behavior you're going to get from the bond. We are not going to focus on the options because there are a lot of them. And for our talk, they are not very, very important, but we are going to focus on the modes. So just a quick review. We have around 7 modes officially inside the kernel. So the first one is balanced round robin. As it sounds, it just do round robin, so it goes sequentially picking every port. Then you have active backup. This is pretty straightforward. You have one port that is active. When there is a failover, it switched to another of the ports configured. Then you have Balang XOR. This is a very important one for us because it has a transmit hash policy. So in essence, it do perform load balancing, but it does based on a hash policy that you can define as an option. And the default policy is basically the source MAC address, XOR the destination MAC address, XOR the packet type ID. So with that, you get an identifier of the connection, and you make sure that that connection that matches the hash goes the same way, the same link all the time. Then you have broadcast. Pretty obvious. It's a broadcast, so it transmits all the packets through all the ports all the time. Yeah, and then you have 8023AD. So this is a standard. It's a dynamic link aggregation. And in order to operate, it needs support on the switch side, on the remote switch. Otherwise, it's not going to work. In essence, it does dynamic link aggregation based on the duplex and speed settings on the NICs and other algorithm stuff that can be configured on the switch side. Then we have balanced DLB, which is basically adaptively transmit balancing. So based on the transmit load balancing that the NIC has, it's going to measure it and try to have even load on the different ports. And then we have all adaptive transmit balancing, which is basically the same than TLB, plus it has adapted, it also adapts on IPv4 in the receive transmission. So that's a quick introduction to link aggregation. And now I want to do another important introduction, which is OVS. I'm pretty sure that you have heard about OVS in this room a lot during the day. But in essence, what is OpenBSwitch? So OpenBSwitch is a software switch implementation, which is usually used as a switch into a VMs environment. So you usually have a lot of VMs, and you have OpenBSwitch connecting all of them and doing a lot of operations like bonding, which is also supported. But in this case, OVS and OVS bonding. So OVS bonding only supports 3 modes. LACP, so LACP, it's a protocol that allows the switch to cooperate when you are performing bonding or link aggregation. So it requires LACP support on the switch, in the remote switch. Once the negotiation is done, there is no special treatment for the packet. Then we have active backup, same as the kernel one. It's one port up. When there is a failover, another port comes up. And then we have SLB. So that's an important one for us today. As you can notice, in essence, the two first modes are supported in Link, in Linux implementation, but not SLB. What is SLB? So SLB is the load balancing without the remote switch knowledge or cooperation. And it's basically using a hashing like Palax XOR, but this hash is based on the source MAC address plus a VLAN pair. So this is usually used in spying leaf situations where you have, when the leaf has multiple VMs inside and you want to perform load balancing between the VMs inside every machine. So what is our goal? As you can see, OBS support this, but Linux kernel doesn't. So we thought that network managers could help here and find a way to implement this in kernel space. This can be useful for situations where you have a system where you don't want to use OBS, or OBS is not available, or maybe you already implemented everything with Linux bridges and bonding from Linux, and you are using some options that are not supporting OBS, and in essence, you don't want to move everything to OBS. The first thing that we need to do is, of course, take a look to the driver in the kernel. So we needed some changes. Initially, we thought that Balance XOR was the ideal mode for us because it was doing already some, it was doing balancing based on a transmit hash. So it was ideal, but there is no hashing policy that matches what SLB is doing. So we asked for help and we get some kernel people working into it, and they did the, they introduced a new XMIT hash policy option, which is VLAN plus SRC MAC. And this is what it does is it gets the VLAN ID, XOR the source MAC vendor, XOR the source MAC dev. And if we go to the code, this is indeed quite neat. I hope you can see it, sorry for the color, but in essence what it does is that it gets the source MAC vendor, it gets the source MAC dev, checks if there is a VLAN ID. If there isn't a VLAN ID, it just XOR them. If there is a VLAN ID, it gets the VLAN ID and XOR all of them together. Just that. That's a policy. The rest of the implementation for this bond on kernel was just the netlink bits to be able to configure it and SysFS and all the configuration options. So that should be all. We already achieved balanced SLB, and this is what we thought, but no, that's not the case. We noticed that OBS did an awesome work solving some challenges that we found, and we took a look to how they solve it, and it was impressive. So we started to think on how we could do that. And we thought that NetFit and NFTables is the right candidate to help us here. So let's take a look to the challenges that we found. So first of all, there are two situations where we can get packet duplication. So the first one is when you get a broadcast multicast from the remote switch. So in essence, the remote receives from a non-SLB port a broadcast or multicast packet, and therefore the switch forwards